Praise God. All right, so today I really want to speak to us on what I have titled. You know, for a while I have, for quite a bit now, if you've been around, you know that I have been consumed, just totally consumed by this this spirit of wisdom. And I've been looking, I keep looking. So if you find, please bring it to my attention. I'm just looking for places where wisdom is being taught right now. It's being ministered. We need it so much more than we ever have. But there is such a famine of wisdom and the knowledge of wisdom and the teachings of wisdom in the world, in the nations, in our nation. I just don't know. I haven't found many places, and I haven't found many pulpits like over a period of time where that's been taught. Even here, it's been about 2 years since we really visited wisdom before the Lord said, I want you to go back to wisdom. So, but since we got back, you know how we usually do, right? We're going to feast on that wisdom. Amen. We're going to keep feasting on it until it's coming out of every part of us. Amen. So on Wednesday, I hope you've been receiving. You know, the Bible says wisdom lifts up her voice in the street and is calling. Amen. But unfortunately, not many people listen. Not many people respond to it. I hope you won't be like those who don't respond to it. I pray that you will be one of those that respond. You'll pay attention. You'll be there eating that wisdom, eating it every week. Hallelujah. Because your next level is right there. Hallelujah. So I'm going to talk to us briefly. I've titled it Men of Wisdom, Women of Wisdom. Hallelujah. Men of Wisdom, Women of Wisdom. So I have a number of scriptures. I'm going to try to go quickly and not try to spend too much time anywhere. We have open heavens next week, so we don't want to stay all day, all night in church today, right? Hallelujah. Amen. Proverbs chapter 4 and verse 7 says that wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Now, in James chapter 3, I think it's verse 13, he asks, he says, who is a wise man among you, endued with knowledge? Who is a wise man? He's talking to the church. As Paul is writing to the church, and he's saying, where? Who are the wise men here? Where are they? Who is a wise man amongst you? Apparently, he asked that question because not every man he was talking to or writing to was wise. Many of those men were not wise. So he said, who? Which among you are the wise men? And today I want to take the liberty and say, who? Where are the wise men here today? Where are the wise women? Amen? And I want to take the liberty to say, regardless of where you are in this journey, if you will keep walking and if you will keep paying attention and keep doing what wisdom requires of you, one of these days when that question is asked, where are the wise men? You will say, here I am. Hallelujah. You'll be one of those that will lift up your hand and say, here I am. Amen. And there will be evidences, because wisdom always has evidences. You see some of them today. Hallelujah. Used to be a fool once upon a time. Me personally, I'm talking about. But I've learned wisdom can produce wisdom, can make a wise man out of you. And the Bible says wisdom is too high for a fool. I think that's Proverbs 24, I think it's verse 13, verse 7, I think, actually. It says, wisdom is too high for a fool. And it says, he cannot lift up his voice in the gate. And what that means, if you look at more literal translations, it says, wisdom can talk where boys are talking. Wisdom can talk where girls are talking, you know. They have a good voice. But amongst rulers, the Amplified says, can't talk where rulers and judges of congregations are speaking. See, where people accomplished, people who are building, people who are advancing in destiny, where those people are speaking, a fool can't talk because he doesn't have anything to say. So the Bible says wisdom is too high for a fool. Amen. My prayer for all of us today is wisdom will not be too high for you. Amen. I said my prayer for you is wisdom will not be too high for you. Amen. Hallelujah. You won't look at it like, that's too high up there. I can never get up there. Yes, you can. I said, yes, you can.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So in Proverbs 4, it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Wisdom is the principal thing. The word principal is from a Hebrew word that means is the first, the beginning. And it is also the most important. Wisdom is the beginning and wisdom is the most important in life. So that's why it's a puzzle to me. We don't talk about wisdom much. Wisdom is most needed. And wisdom is most lacking. In our society, what is lacking? One of the things lacking the most is wisdom. In the body of Christ, one of the things most lacking is wisdom. You can learn, you can get a good education in a good institutions, college. But nobody in college teaches wisdom. You know, you can have the best education possible and still lack wisdom. Yes, you can. Because education is knowledge. Wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. So you can get the best knowledge in the best colleges of Harvard doesn't have a course called Wisdom 101. Do you know that? No, they don't. You can get the best. Do you know? Sometimes some of the smartest people in the world sometimes are also some of the dumbest people. You've got to ask yourself, how can you be so smart, have all this education, but do this stuff? This is silly. I mean, even a child can tell this is just dumb stuff right here. And how can you have so much education? You've got so much education all the way to the highest level. But look at the dumb stuff you are doing. See, because knowledge is great, but wisdom is the proper application of that knowledge. And if you don't know and have the proper application of knowledge, then you're a fool. No matter the degree in front of your name. Hallelujah. Wisdom is the principal thing, he says. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, do what? Get understanding. Pastor Emmanuel, thank you for blessing us with the love message. Last Sunday, we were blessed by that, weren't we? May the Lord continue to replenish you. And may he fill you with wisdom. That's the next level for you now. Wisdom. A higher level of wisdom. You have to go. You have no choice. You have no choice. Amen. I'm driven by that. Anyone that stands shoulder to shoulder with me in this ministry across the world, you have to come up in wisdom. There is no alternative. There's no option. You have to come up in wisdom. Yes. And that wisdom has to begin to show. The evidence has to be there. We have to see it. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. In Proverbs chapter 21, I think it's verse 13, he says there, if a man who wanders away from wisdom or from understanding, he says he will remain in the congregation of the dead. 21:16, Proverbs. The man that wanders out of the way of understanding shall remain in the congregation of the dead. You know what that means? That means without wisdom, you'll be stuck in destiny. Dead people don't move. Dead people don't advance. Dead people don't accomplish. Dead people don't celebrate. If you wander out of the realm of wisdom and understanding, you will live forever. You will remain in the congregation of. That means you will never advance in destiny. It means you can be stuck. Have you ever been stuck in traffic? Anyone here been stuck in traffic? Anyone ever miss your flight? You had an appointment to catch an appointment somewhere and you miss your flight because there was just either you with security lines or something and you missed. And maybe that appointment you were going for was going to determine some other very important things in your future and you missed it. You know what happens? You are stuck. You are stuck. when you wander out of, when you lack wisdom, you are stuck in destiny. You are stuck in destiny. Say, you will remain in the congregation of the dead. Dead people don't move. Dead people don't celebrate. Dead people don't advance. They are just there in the grave. May you not be dead in Jesus' name. Let me ask you, do you know where you are going? And do you know how to get there? Do you know where you are going? And do you know how to get there? Ecclesiastes chapter 10. Let's read from verse 10. Do you know where you are going? And do you know how to get there? If the iron be blunt, and you do not whet the edge or sharpen the edge, then you must put more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. If the instrument you are using to try to get a job done, if that instrument is not well sharpened, if you don't have skill in what you have been called to do, you will need a lot of strength. You will just be using strength and strength and strength, and you still won't get it done. You still won't get it done. He said, but wisdom is profitable to direct. The Amplified Bible says, wisdom helps you succeed. He said there in verse 10 in the Amplified, if the axe is dull and the man does not sharpen it, whet the edge, he must put forth more strength, but wisdom helps him succeed. Someone say, wisdom will help me succeed. Listen to this. Whatever you are doing in your life, if you don't have wisdom, you will not succeed. Whatever you are doing in your life, if you do not have wisdom and if you do not grow in wisdom, you cannot succeed. Because wisdom is required for success. Look at the next verse there, like verse 12. Go jump to verse 12. He said, the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious. It means you can know a wise man or a wise woman by how they talk. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool will swallow up himself. I like the way the Amplifier puts that particular verse. He says, the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious and win him favor. Listen to that. Win him favor. But the lips of a fool consume him. The lips of a fool consume him. Have you had people just talking? They just talk. They are talkers. They just talk. But you almost have to wonder, show me the evidence. Do you know how many people make promises, I will do, I never forget many years ago after we got married, that was one of the reasons why when we got the blessing of our very first car after we were married, it was like you would have thought we won the lottery. The blessing of our very first car, because I mean we went through so much, we suffered, and we were living in this place, serving as missionaries, pastor, what a blessing, praise God. But it was just so hard. It was just so hard. And so many people came along and promised. Some even promised us the kind of car. So we were dreaming. We dreamt for years, nothing. No, seriously. We dreamt and dreamt. Oh, we will even draw pictures in our mind. Oh, it was so bad. It was bad to the point, I think, when Pastor Tinu was pregnant with Christine, one time she was, trying to get from, I think, were you going to the church? Where were you going? I can't remember where you were at, to the hospital. She was riding on a bike and she fell off of a motorcycle. Is that what it's called? It wasn't Harley Davidson. It was like... All right, you know, some of you don't know how this works, man. I tell you, it was for commercial. They put you on the back of that thing. You don't even know if the person who's driving that thing is drunk. You don't even know, they are just weaving through traffic. got her to this place and she fell right on. We didn't know that pregnancy would survive. It was the miracle of God that that child survived. That's the child we're talking about. We know that child. She was here last week or 2 weeks ago, whenever. That's that same child. Her life is a miracle. Complete miracle. For weeks after that accident, we didn't know that child survived. We didn't know. Because went to the hospital, checked her. There was this, there was that, you know. But by God's mercy. Well, promises. Nothing. Eventually, one day, the wisdom of God came upon me. I sold everything in our house. Everything valuable. My wife will tell you that. Everything valuable. Microwave oven was not popular then. Somebody gave us a gift, microwave oven. I said, okay, thank you. I took that microwave. We lived in one corner of the country. I flew with that microwave to Lagos, to the capital city, and went and found somebody to buy it. I took all the jewelry. You know, women have jewelry. Women and jewelry. We had all this gold, this 18 carat, this 36 carat. They're all sitting in the thing, sitting in drawers. And all these things, I pull these drawers out every day. I'm looking at the thing. And here we are suffering. We don't have, we can't get around. We can't. I said, listen, what do we need all this 18 carat gold for? 21. I beg you. These are original gold, bought from Saudi Arabia. I said, what do we need all this whatever carat gold for? And we are suffering here. Right? I mean, what do I care what we look like when we dress up and we have all the jewelry and we can't get from A to B, we can't get our assignment done. One day, I packed all those jewelry. We are going to sell everything. We sold everything. We sold everything. Guess what? By the time we finish selling everything, we have half of the money, down payment for a car. We bought a car. I don't think you've ever heard that story before, but it's true. promise. Words. But you know what wisdom will do? It will get up and do something. Yes. Wisdom will say, how long are we going to be here doing this? Waiting for someone to come through. They don't know your pain. They don't know what you're dealing with. They just get up every day. They are making promises. Oh, man. Oh, well, the kind of car, you know, I don't need anything special. Just something to get from A to B. That's all I need. You can know a wise man, a wise woman, by the things they say. He says that the words of a wise man's mouth are gracious. They win him favor. But the lips of a fool consume him. The lips of a fool expose him. The lips of a fool are showered on him. The words of a fool reflect who he is. Look at verse 13. The beginning of the words of his mouth is foolishness. When he opens his mouth, it's foolishness. And the end of his talk is mischievous madness. That is talking about a fool now. Verse 14. A fool also is full of words. A man cannot tell what shall be and what shall be after him. Who can tell him? I love verse 15. The labor of the fool wearies every one of them because he does not even know how to go to the city. The Amplified says, the labor of fools wearies every one of them because he is so, I love this, he is so ignorant of the ordinary matters. He is so ignorant of the ordinary matters that he does not even know how to get to town. Have you ever wondered in your life, I thought, by now, she should know this. By now, he should know this. Says, ignorant of ordinary matters. I mean, ordinary matters. May you not raise children as fools. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. May you not raise children as fools. You have grown men still doing things that little children know not to do. Grown men will make decisions, and a 12-year-old boy will make a decision, and you look at the 12-year-old and say, wow, what a smart man. What a smart young man. And the grown man cannot even tell the difference. He says, ignorant. Ignorant of the ordinary matters. He does not know how to get to town. Wisdom will show you, if you make room for it in your life, it will show you how to get to town. Wisdom will unlock the rich treasures of your destiny. It is wisdom that opens up the next level of your life and takes you there so that you are not stuck in the traffic of life like everybody else is. Listen to that. I'm going to read that out to you from my note again. It is wisdom that opens up the next level of your life and takes you there so that you are not stuck in traffic like everybody else. People are stuck in traffic in the world. You know that. Everybody's wondering, how are we going to move forward? How are we going to get there? They are stuck in traffic. But when wisdom comes, wisdom just, like, it's almost like you are stuck in this traffic, and suddenly some policeman or somebody with authority comes out there and singles you out and paves the way for you to get out of that traffic. Everybody is still stuck there, but you can get to your destination. That's wisdom. That's wisdom. Wisdom will help you not to get stuck in traffic. Jesus was full of wisdom as a child. So wisdom is not too big for children. Listen to me, parents. Teach your children wisdom. It's an ongoing life thing. They never learn it all. And for the rest of our lives, we keep teaching. And one day, they get you to the point where you go, oh, praise God. She got some of it now. Oh, praise God, he got some of it now. But it's never too early. And it doesn't stick to them. It doesn't stick to their minds or stick to, so you have to keep bringing it up. You have to keep talking about it. Jesus learned wisdom as a child. It is terrible to not teach children wisdom. It is very terrible to not feed them the diet of wisdom. Because then you're not helping them. You're not shining the light on their future so that they have a vision for how to get to where they need to go. Can't keep pampering children and teaching them like, and treating them like, no, you can't do that. You have to drill wisdom into children. You have to drill wisdom into children. Remembering that you will not always be there around them. And someday it's going to come, they are going to have to make decisions and they're going to have to do things. And some of those things can be life-defining. And you want to be sure at least they have the basic fundamentals. Teach those children wisdom. But let me ask you, how can we teach children wisdom when we ourselves, if we ourselves don't have it? We can't give what we don't have. This is why wisdom must be a dream for every man and every woman. We must pursue it with everything that we have within us. Shout hallelujah, somebody. Look at what he said about Jesus in Luke chapter 2, verse 40. The child grew, waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. That's the child. The child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. And then in verse 52, he says, Jesus increased in wisdom. Increased. So as a child, he got wisdom. He became filled with, but then as when he became a teenager, adolescent, the Bible says he increased in wisdom. And because he increased in wisdom, he also increased in stature and in favor with God and man. Wisdom will move you up to your next level. Stephen was appointed because of wisdom. He was full of wisdom. He was a full grown man, but because he was full of wisdom, he became appointed to his next level. Wisdom will appoint you. He's not talking to people. He's not, what's that thing they call, trying to, what's, thank you. You know, I don't know too much grammar. It's not soliciting that gets you that next promotion. You can do all that thing and they can even give you that promotion, but you know, you eventually lose it. But the blessing wisdom brings into your life, you can never lose. Because you know how you got there. Listen, there are some things God has done in your life, God has done in my life, I can never lose it. Because if it's ever taken away from me, I know how I got it in the first place. I know how I got it. I just need to go back there and do the work again and get it all back. But if you do it just by talking, just by doing this, putting yourself in... What's that word? That's, well, no, it's not networking. I'm looking. No. Soliciting. But there's another word I'm looking. Don't worry, I'll get it before we get through this service. Soliciting. But what is this? Like, almost like, you know, you are... What's that? You're appealing to somebody to try to get something done and you are trying to do it through different ways. Whatever that word. Huh? Skimming, yeah, negotiate. Mm. Okay, you get the idea anyways. Stephen was appointed. See, when the apostle said, appoint, look for somebody amongst you, look for men amongst you. They didn't say look for men who can talk more, who can talk very well. They didn't say look for men who have charisma. Huh? Manipulator. I mean, they didn't say look for men who can talk the most, or men who can who charisma, or who look good, or no. They said look for men who are full of the Holy Ghost and full of wisdom. That's what they asked for. Men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and full of wisdom. That's what they asked for. And when they found them, they're like, what are you laughing about? Why are you so, what is funny? Why? Okay, keep laughing at me. All right, God bless you. I love you anyway. Men full of the Holy Ghost and men full of wisdom. Hallelujah. So when you find them, appoint. And Stephen was one of those people. Wisdom gets you appointed. I say, wisdom gets you appointed. Look at Joseph. Acts chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. Acts chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. Yeah, his brothers envied him. They sold him. They afflicted him. But the Bible says God was with him. Acts chapter 7, verse 9 and 10. It said God was with him. In spite of everything life threw at him, God was with him. Acts chapter 7 verse 9 and 10. And the patriarchs moved with envy. They sold Joseph into Egypt. But God was with him. Verse 10. And God delivered him out of all his afflictions. And gave him favor and wisdom. Aya. Joseph could not have become anything in Egypt without wisdom. God can even put you in position. God can give you favor and put you right there. Your foot is right through the door. You are right there. You are there. The opportunity is there waiting. You are right there, but it is wisdom that gets it for you. Do you know how many people abort opportunities that God brings to their lives? They are right there. They are right there. They got right there. And then they open their mouth and this is not the one we're looking for. Isn't this true? See, God gave him, delivered him out of his afflictions, gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of. When Joseph stood, he didn't have the time to shave. They had the time to, they brought him right out of prison for this appointment. They brought him right out. No change of clothes, nothing. There's nothing sweet, nice, sexy about him. When he stood before Pharaoh, the moment Joseph opened his mouth, Pharaoh said, you are the man we're looking for. You are the man we're... The moment he opened his mouth, the wisdom of God flowed out of him, flowed. Ah, Pharaoh said, this is the man we're looking for. This is the man. You know, it is the abundance of what is in you that come out when you speak. If you speak and foolishness comes out a lot, it means foolishness is inside you. If you speak and wisdom comes out a lot, it means wisdom is inside you. Hallelujah. He said, but God gave him, delivered him out of all his afflictions, gave him favor and wisdom in the sight of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. I mean, he made him governor over Egypt and all of his house. It was wisdom that did that. It was wisdom. What about Solomon? Remember Solomon? Wisdom opened up the treasures of his destiny. Solomon had nothing until God endowed him with wisdom, and suddenly he had everything. Wealth and riches. Long life. Blessings. I mean, what didn't he have? He had everything. When wisdom came into his life. Let me say this to you. Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. Don't let wisdom be too high for you. You've read that scripture in Proverbs 24:7. Don't let wisdom be too high for you. The Bible says there, wisdom is too high for a fool and he can't speak where rulers gather because he hasn't built anything successfully. I used to be a fool once upon a time, but not anymore. Because by the grace of God, I am learning and have been able to learn to build and lay the foundation for multiple things with the wisdom of God. And the evidence cannot be denied. I continue to learn and I continue to grow in the wisdom of God. And strive to build a strong, prosperous, healthy family, a good home, nationwide global ministry, growing finances, godly destiny, lasting legacy. Before you get somewhere, wisdom tells you how to get there. Wisdom makes you make decisions 10 years in advance. The fool waits until they get there before they start running. When you think about legacy, you think about future. You think about there's coming a day when you will not be this strong. There's coming a day when you will not have all this grace. You will not be this young. There's coming a day when you will not be able to go everywhere like you want to go. And so you have your eyes on that day. And you are making decisions ahead, way ahead of that day. So that when that day comes, you can continue to express and fulfill destiny like you are doing today. Because you made decisions years ahead before you got there. You saw it coming. You knew it's coming. It's coming. I believe in long life. I believe in soundness of health. I believe. But one of these days, we're going to get on the street and we're going to run and my son will outrun me. Not now. He can't do it now. I mean, he'll be all the way out there dusting me and I'll be, I mean, this happened to me maybe about 2 or 3 years ago. We were in North Carolina one holiday period and Christine and I decided, they decided they were going to stay back and just enjoy. But Christine decided she was going to go out and run with me or whatever. And I said, okay, let's do it. Let's do it. So we got up together early in the morning. And you know, I was feeling really pumped, energetic. I said, I'm going to show her today. I'm going to show her today. So we got going. And at the beginning of it, I was all the way up there. Man, I was all the way up there. She just kept coming. She just kept coming. And by now, I'm running out of strength. I'm running out of energy. I'm sweating like a dog. I'm like, Lord. She just kept. And it didn't take long. She passed me. And see you, Dad. I mean, my saving grace that day was wisdom. Because she didn't know the direction, the specific direction of where we were going. because we had to go back to a certain place. So she will go so far, and she'll be calling, screaming out to me from her head, "Dad, left or right?" I'll say, "Left." And when I get to the junction, and she has gone all the way, I say, "Sorry, right." Hallelujah. I say, "But the Bible says wisdom is profitable to direct." Yeah, you understand that you know, whatever it is you have today, whatever it is, wherever you are in your life today, you are not always going to have that. You are not always going to have those abilities. And so, way ahead, with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit, you start preparing for the future. You start preparing for the future. I know many of you see, even in the ministry, you see all this, when we pray all this, why are we doing all these vision prayers? It's just wisdom. We're throwing things out there. That's what we're doing. So why do you keep praying? Well, that's what we're doing. Preparing for the future. And in different places, you know, just keep doing what we can, keep doing what we know, and keep preparing for the future. Because there are places we can go, but through what we are doing, God is going to raise up people who will go there. I'm telling you right now, there are places we can go. When we started talking about having starting a ministry in North Carolina, there was even no evidence. Even I didn't want to do anything in North Carolina. If you ask our family, we visited. Well, I didn't even want to stay there. I didn't want to go there. Mm-mm, nothing about it interested me. But we started praying. For years we prayed. We prayed. Well, the point came when then the Lord started opening doors to us in North Carolina. Opened property, gave us this, gave us that in North Carolina. I still don't live there full time. We don't live there full time. But let me tell you, if you go in their government records, you will find our names there because we own property there. It doesn't change anything in our lives, but we're preparing for the future. We're preparing for the future. The Bible says God gave him favor and wisdom, and wisdom helped him enter into the next level of his destiny. What are the things we do in our lives today, all of us? I hope what you are doing is not just focusing on where you are. I hope by the wisdom of God, you are preparing yourself. And you are building and building. A day is coming when you will not be able to build. Oh, I'm so passionate about building. Oh, look, the one thing I'm passionate about, I want to build. I want to build. Whatever it takes, I want to build. I want to build lives. I want to build a vision. I want to build family. I want to build finance. I want to build. I want to build. And what I'm going to do? Engage the wisdom of God at every level. I'm going to build. Because the day is coming when I'll be too old to build. And I want a house that I can walk into happily without owing a man a dime. Wisdom. Let me try to bring this up to a close. Wisdom makes a man out of you and pushes you out of childishness. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 11. You know, there's a way children think. It's very different from how men think. 1 Corinthians 13, 11. Paul said, I used to be a child once. But one day, I put away childish things. 1 Corinthians 13:11. He said, when I was a child, I spoke like a child. I understood like a child. I had the wisdom of a child. I thought like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. When I became a man, I put away childish things. It's time to become men. It is wisdom that makes you a man. It's not how old you are. It's wisdom that makes you a woman, a sound woman. It's not how old you are. There are some men, advancing age, this, and they're like children. The way they talk, the way they act, the way they behave, the way they make decisions, they're like children. It's not your chronological age that makes you a man. It's your wisdom. How many people know the president of Ukraine is just a 45-year-old man? How many people know that? He's just a 45-year-old man. There are 45-year-old people who can't even lead a fellowship. A small fellowship. This man is the president of, not, he's not a huge nation. But look at the doors. Look, the whole world. And when he stands before them, how many of these parliaments, congresses, and many of these governmental bodies has he spoken to? When he speaks, they get up and they applaud and can't stop. It's not just because there's a war in Ukraine. When he finishes talking, everybody accepts this man is something. There are 45-year-old people who can't even, they cannot even hold a little group together. It's wisdom. Listen to what he said. He said, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But the day came when I became a man. When that day came, I put away childish things. Put away childish things. You don't hang around and wanting people to be pampering you and massaging your emotion, talking about your feelings, and you say you are a man. Look at Zelensky, who is massaging that man's feelings. For months, he couldn't even be around his wife. Couldn't be around his children. How to stand for that nation? Wearing that he's a green, whatever that thing is. Trying to just rally every way possible. Commander-in-chief, director, administrator, or whatever mouth. I mean, what does that man have room for anybody to massage him? Feelings. Say they hurt my feelings. Russia didn't just hurt his feelings. He's destroying his nation. There are men who are stuck in life because they feel hurt.
You hurt my feeling. You hurt my feeling. Pity. So pity me. Pity me.
If you pity them, it's not too much. They say, pity me more.
I need some more pity. Don't you understand? I've been hurt. I'm very hot. I feel really bad. Put your hand on my head. Rub it a little bit.
They are stuck in destiny. They can't build anything. They will never build anything. They will never build anything. The world is looking for men and women of wisdom. It is wisdom that helps you build. Hallelujah. I said it is wisdom that helps you build. Wisdom takes you beyond just talking to building. Wisdom takes you from talking to building. There's a time to talk, but then there is a time to build. There's a time to roll up our sleeves and say, come on, let's build. Let's build. Hallelujah. Proverbs 24 from verse 3. It's by wisdom that a house is built. It is by wisdom. Help me find my scriptures, Lord. Proverbs 24, verse 3. It's time to build. Look at somebody next to you. Say, it's time to build. Come on. Say, we've talked more. We've talked enough. Too much talking. It's time. Get up. Let's build. Let's build. Come on. Now, let's be men. There's a scripture in the New Testament where it says, quit ye like men. Have you read that scripture before? Quit ye. Stop talking about things that are not important. Be a man, man. Come on. Be a man. Man up. Yeah, thank you. That's a good word. Lead your family. Yes. In every way. Don't be the one sitting at the back waiting for things to happen. Don't be the one following. When it comes to prayer, you are the one following. When it comes to serving God, you are the one following. When it comes to making sacrifices, you are always following. When it comes to making investment, you are always following. When it comes to making sound decisions, you are always at the back. It's time to be a man. Amen. You're not just a man. One time I sat down, I was counseling a couple, and the man, the one scripture he needed, didn't know any other scripture in the Bible. The one scripture he needs, a man is the head of the woman. I said, listen, even if I was a woman, you would not be my head. If I was a woman, you would not be my head. Because I guess this is a bad head. It's a rotten head. I don't want this kind of, because no vision, can't see anything, doesn't have a drive and spiritual. When it comes to praying, to fasting, is the woman who's making it happen. When it comes to raising the children, is the woman who's wearing the pants and saying, this is what our children should do and this is how they should. Come on, that's not a man. That's a sissy. Wisdom will make a man out of you. You get up and you build and you will not look back looking for pity. Don't you see how much I've been building? Do you know how much? I built a lot though. Do you know? Kai, have you seen what I've built? And you look, there's nothing there. No, you just keep building. And let the building tell the story. The building will tell the story. The building will tell the story. Whether people want to hear it or not, they will see that building and it will tell the story. Wisdom does that. Wisdom does that. Just talk and talk and talk and talk and talk. And there's nothing coming out of it. I'm gonna. When? Gonna. Stop gonna-ing. Do it now. Proverbs 24 verse 3. Through wisdom is a house builded. And by understanding it is established. I like the way the Amplified puts it. He said, through skillful and godly wisdom is a house, a life, a home, a family built. And by understanding, it is established on a sound and good foundation. It's by wisdom. I want you to know wisdom builds multiple things at the same time. So you can't claim to be a man of wisdom or a woman of wisdom. You say you want to show me your business. You built a business. Okay. Congratulations, you built a business. But what else did you build? Oh, yeah, I built a career, that's all I built. No, that's not. Wisdom builds multiple things at the same time. What gives you a voice where the ruler sits is that you build multiple things at the same time. The wisdom of God in Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10 is called the complicated, many-sided wisdom. Have you seen that scripture before? Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10 is the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God. In the Amplified, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 10. Put it up for me, please, if you find it. Thank you. That's it. The purpose is that through the church, the complicated, many-sided wisdom of God in all its infinite variety and innumerable aspects might now be made known to the angelic rulers and authorities, principalities and powers in the heavenly sphere. That through you, God wants to display his wisdom to the world. Through you. You can't just say, oh, yeah, Lord, display me. I build a career. God said, well, what else did you build? Because complicated, many-sided. You don't qualify to be displayed until you have built multiple things at the same time. And the only way, you can't do it. You can't do it from your head. You can't do it from trying to think. You can't do it from trying to copy somebody. The only way you can do it is through the wisdom of God. It's through the wisdom. Because wisdom is profitable to direct. In this area, wisdom will say, take this step. In that other area, wisdom will say, take that step. In this other area, wisdom will say, take that step. And suddenly you are going to come back and look and you say, wow, multiple things are being built at the same time by the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10. I got to close this. 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 10. Paul said, I am a wise master builder. That's what he called himself. By the grace of God, he said, by the grace of God, listen to him, according to the grace of God which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builded thereon, but let every man take heed how he build thereon. It takes wisdom to be a master builder. It takes wisdom to build anything. And just so you know, this is not just for men. As I told you, everybody has something in this message. Because the Bible tells us in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1, a wise woman builds her home, her house. A foolish one plucks it down. Have you seen that scripture before? It's there. It's right there. A wise woman will build her home, her house. The word house there is beith. But a foolish woman will pluck it down. So wisdom is not just for men. Wisdom is also for women. Hallelujah. All of us should be growing in wisdom to the point where God can display us. God can display us. I've said it before. I've talked about men. What about women? You can open your mouth. People actually can. When you open your mouth, will people look at you and say, that's a woman of wisdom? Or when you open your mouth, do people just want to quickly just tune you out and just assume you are not even there? Because they know the only thing you produce all the time is foolishness. It's getting quiet in this Presbyterian church. All the amens have dried up. Wow. Oh my God. Wow. I mean, we were going on and on and I was hearing amen from every corner. Amen. Yes. Preach it, Pastor. Yes. Oh, say that again, Pastor. We need to hear that again, Pastor. Then suddenly, I asked one simple question. Okay. Thinking about it. All right. Thinking about it. Okay. Okay. Think about it. That's good too. Pause and think about it. That's good too. Yes. Yes. A wise woman, the Bible says, we build a home. There's wisdom for men. There's wisdom for women. Amen. We should be constantly, constantly aspiring to grow in the wisdom of God. Whether we are men or women. Hallelujah. Constantly, constantly. Let's close. That's why it's important. We got to feast. Keep on feasting on the wisdom of God. Keep on feasting on it. Let's close out. Proverbs 24 from verse 13. My son, eat honey. Eat honey. Say with me, eat honey. Eat honey. Say, eat honey. Eat honey. Let wisdom become like honey to you. Wisdom used to be bitter, but you chewed on it so much, it became like honey to you. You ate it so much. You ate it. Every opportunity you got, you ate it. It became like honey to you. It became like honey to you. Now you can't get enough of it. You just want more wisdom. More wisdom. My son, eat honey. My son, eat honey. Eat it. Don't be looking for just things that make you feel good and be willing to eat some honey. There's been some honey in this service today. Some people will hear it and it'll be bitter in their mouth. They'll spew it out. I don't want that. I don't like it. I don't like it. It doesn't make me feel good. Can I have something else? Can we preach something else today? This is not good. This is not good. This is not good. I don't like this. Can we preach another message? No. Eat honey. Because it is what? Because it is what? It is good. And the honeycomb, which is what? Sweet to thy taste. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto your soul. Jesus. My son, eat honey. My daughter, eat honey. So shall the knowledge of wisdom be unto your soul. Eat it. Eat it. And what will happen when you have found it? Then what? There shall be a reward. And then what? Your expectation and your hope shall what? Never be cut off. The Amplified say then, there will be a future and a reward. A future and a reward. I pray for you to receive the spirit of wisdom today. In the name of Jesus. Every man and every woman, stand to your feet. I pray for you to receive the spirit of wisdom today. Wherever you are in your life, I speak upon you the spirit of wisdom. You have been stuck long enough. It's time. Do you know, I'm going to say this as I close. I'm going to read Isaiah 11 and I'm going to close. Just a couple of verses there. Do you know, you can stay in the same spot for years and not change your level, but feel okay because nobody challenges you about it. Do you know that? I said to someone not too long ago, I said, what I see you doing today, you did the same. You could have done exactly that same thing 10 years ago when I met you. 10 years ago. What I see you doing today, you could have done exact everything the same 10 years ago. It means you haven't changed levels. It means you haven't moved up. You are stuck. And what that means then is God can't commit anything to you. But this message, I'm telling you, as you are eating it, I'm eating it too. Because we have to go up. I said we have to go up. It's time to go up. It's time to go up. Let me just speak to the different parts of our ministry here. Whether it's those that are out in foreign lands or those that are here. Listen, whatever you do, please make sure I can't say to you, you could have done exactly the same thing 5 years ago and you are still in the same level. That would be bad. That would be bad. In 5 years, you should have elevated. Whatever you do. Whether you sing, or you pray, or you preach, or you teach children, or teach adults, or hospitality, or ushers, or whatever. See, we get so comfortable in the body of Christ. You know, everything's just, yeah. Or even us pastors. It's so comfortable just doing the same old things we've always done, but we're not moving up, right? We're not changing anything. Our go-to way of doing things is exactly how we've always done. It's exactly what we haven't moved an inch in years. That has to change. We can't be so comfortable. Same old. It's time to arise. If you are singers, when you sing, we should be able to see you have gone up. If you're a minister of the word, when you minister the word, we should be able to see you have gone up. If you're an usher, we should be able to see you have gone up. If you teach, whatever you do, we should be able to see you have gone up. Come on, you should go. The Bible describes wisdom as godly skill. Godly skill. Can you imagine angels in the corridors of heaven ushering but remaining at the same level for many years? No. They keep going up. They keep going up. Or singers, or preachers, or pastors. You gotta go up. It's time to go up. I'm bringing you a word of challenge, and I'm doing it on the authority of the word of God. So take it. Eat this honey. I want to see you go up. I want to see every level go up. Every level go up. Every level. Lift up your hands to heaven. In every area of your life, not just serving God, not just in the area of serving God is great, but in your home, in your career, in your relationships, in your finances, in your business, in the different areas, if you are a student, in your academics. I want to see you in the next few months, and I want to see the evidence. You have gone up. You have gone up. Whatever you do, you have gone up. You have gone up. You have mounted up with wings. You are filled with the spirit of wisdom. I declare over you in the name of Jesus, the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. I feel the Holy Spirit. The spirit of wisdom. It's time to go up. It's time to go up. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. It's time to go up. Come on, that spirit of wisdom is here. Take it. Take it. Bible says there will rest upon him. Come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his root. And the spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of counsel and might. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his ears. Neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. The spirit of wisdom is here for you. Is here for you. Come on, let's say we're going up. We're going up. We're taking the spirit of wisdom. We're taking up the spirit of wisdom. We're going up. We're taking up the spirit of wisdom. 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 Father, I thank you so very much for your mighty outpouring in this service on this special Father's Day that you blessed us with. I thank you so much for your word that has gone forth. Thank you because your words of life are already accomplishing. Your words of life are already building. Your words of life are already helping us change our level. We're changing our level. We're changing our level. We're rising up and mounting up with wings as the eagle. Thank you for blessing our men, this precious man. Thank you for blessing our women, this precious women. Thank you for blessing our young people, this precious young people. Thank you for blessing our children, these precious children. We give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise. You alone deserve it. So take it to yourself, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's bless the name of the Lord. He deserves the glory and the praise. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.